Welcome to Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Bailey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Breeden. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jim Cox. Batting seventh. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Renko. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Renko. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting second. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dave Parker. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rennie Stennett. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Ryan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Brett. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Ken Brett. And now, play ball. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares bunts towards the mound. Renko fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tavares moves to second. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tavares moves to third. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Cox. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a fly ball into left field. Bailey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tavares tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Pirates. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton takes first base on ball four. Breeden moves to second. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Breeden moves to third. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Expos nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is called out on strikes. One out. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett hits a line drive into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan takes first base on ball 4. Ken Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Expos nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tavares hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hebner hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Breeden scoops it up and throws to first, with Renko covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Breeden hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Singleton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bailey moves to third. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. Cox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bailey scores. Singleton moves to second. It's Expos, 1, Pirates, 1. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-1 in the game. Foote hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a line drive towards short. Tavares reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stargell hits a line drive into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Zisk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0 for 1 in the game. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Breeden scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Parker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates 1. The Expos will come to bat. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko is 0 for 1 in the game. Renko hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Renko moves to second. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis bunts towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. Renko moves to third. Hunt moves to second. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bailey is walked intentionally. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Breeden hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stargell. Breeden reaches second base with a double. Renko scores. Hunt scores. Bailey moves to third. It's 3-1, Expos. Bruce Keeson now pitching. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Singleton is walked intentionally. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cox hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bailey tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Expos. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 2 in the game. Foote is hit by the pitch. Breeden moves to third. Singleton moves to second. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 2 in the game. Foley takes first base on ball 4. Breeden scores. Singleton moves to third. Foote moves to second. It's 5-1, Expos. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Renko hits a line drive into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0 for 1 in the game. Stennett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ryan takes first base on ball 4. Stennett moves to second. Paul Popovich pinch hits for Bruce Keeson. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox fields it and throws to second for the out. Stennett moves to third. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tavares hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hebner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bailey. Hebner reaches second base with a double. Stennett scores. Popovich moves to third. It's 5-2, Expos. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-2 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bailey. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Popovich scores. Hebner scores. It's 5-4, Expos. Baylor Moore now pitching. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stargell takes first base on ball 4. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-2 in the game. Zisk takes first base on ball 4. Oliver moves to third. Stargell moves to second. John Montague now pitching. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-2 in the game. Parker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Singleton throws the ball into Foley, who tags Parker trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Oliver scores. Stargell scores. Zisk moves to third. It's 6-5, Pirates. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. John Moreland now pitching. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Hunt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-1 in the game. With two walks. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Breeden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Expos 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Stennett hits a line drive into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-0 in the game. With two walks. Ryan hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Singleton hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Cox hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Expos 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Breeden juggles the ball. That's an error on Breeden. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Breeden scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliver for the out. Hebner moves to second. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stargell is walked intentionally. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunt fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Dave Justy now pitching. Gene Kleins now playing right field. Ron Fairley pinch hits for Tim Foley. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Justy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Boots Day pinch hits for John Montague. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Expos 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Pepe Frias now playing shortstop. Chuck Taylor now pitching. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Parker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bailey. Parker reaches second base with a double. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stennett hits a pop-up towards the mound. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Ryan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is walked intentionally. Ed Kirkpatrick pinch hits for Frank Tavares. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frias fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Dal Maxville now playing shortstop. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to second. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Breeden hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davis scores. Bailey moves to second. It's Expos, 6, Pirates, 6. Mike Jorgensen pinch runs for Hal Breeden. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Singleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bailey scores. Jorgensen moves to third. It's 7-6, Expos. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Singleton moves to second. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Foote is walked intentionally. Jim Little pinch hits for Pepe Frias. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jorgensen tags and scores. Singleton tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-6, Expos. Chuck Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a pop-up towards short. Maxville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Pirates 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Larry Lintz now playing shortstop. Mike Jorgensen now playing first base. Jim Little now playing left field. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hebner hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunt fields it and throws to first for the out. Oliver moves to second. Two outs. Bob Robertson pinch hits for Dave Justy. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Expos, 8, Pirates, 8. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Parker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis. Parker reaches second base with a double. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Stennett is walked intentionally. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Ryan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Pirates 8. The Expos will come to bat. Ramon Hernandez now pitching. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Parker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. Two outs. Larry Lintz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lintz hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Pirates 8. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kleins hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hebner hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Pirates 8. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen strikes out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got one RBI. Singleton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Cox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stennett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Foote hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stennett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Pirates 8. The Pirates will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Oliver hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Pirates 8. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Woods pinch hits for Jim Little. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor bunts towards the catcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Woods moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Woods moves to third. Two outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Parker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Pirates 8. The Pirates will come to bat. Ron Woods now playing left field. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Ryan hits a pop-up towards short. Lynch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Pirates 8. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynch hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Lynch reaches second base with a double. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jorgensen bunts towards the mound. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles and two walks. He's got one RBI. Singleton is walked intentionally. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Cox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Cox reaches second base with a double. Lynch scores. Singleton moves to third. It's 9-8, Expos. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Foote is walked intentionally. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Woods hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Singleton scores. Cox scores. Foote moves to third. It's 11-8, Expos. Chuck Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stargell. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Foote scores. Woods moves to third. It's 12-8, Expos. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Expos 12, and the Pirates 8. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kleins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lynch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxville hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lynch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-6 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hebner hits a pop-up towards third. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 12, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 8. Goodbye from Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh.